Real Talk with Eric Napute.
Intelligent person can think differently.
Well, Poppy.
Another Dr. Poppy who doesn't think the portion's all that cool as Elaine does. So, Dr. Poppy, welcome back.
That is hilarious. This guy is good. You need to keep him around.
I know, right? Yeah. Have you seen that clip? That's from Seinfeld. I'm sure you guys recognized it.
No, I actually never saw that before.
Oh, my goodness. Fine. There's a character on Seinfeld named Poppy. That's what I thought of when I heard your name.
So while we were on the break, I found a ridiculous piece of propaganda. So this is not planned. I'm going to inject this into the show really quickly. So this is out of Calgary. This is a health professional talking about the increased rise in strokes. So let me tee this up. You're not going to believe this, and I'll get your response on the other side, okay?
Everybody gets their flu shots year
after. Oh, it's loading.
Tell us more about that, honey.
Yeah, so the researchers looked at health records of all Albertans, so about 4 million people over 10 flu seasons. And they found that for about 6 months after you get your flu shot, the risk of having a stroke is reduced by about 20% overall compared to if you didn't get a flu shot. And your risk goes down even if you don't have the sort of typical stroke risk factors like being over 50 or smoking, things like that. Even for younger folks, the risk is lower if you get a flu shot. And it's even lower.
So the reason we're seeing all these strokes in the hospital is because people didn't get their flu shot. I mean, I just don't know how deep the bottom goes to this black hole that we're in.
Well, you know what I say is correlation does not mean causation. So, I mean, you know that very well. So they can pick any number of factors that they want to look at and say, do you know that people who watched television had a higher risk of stroke than people who didn't watch television? Does that mean watching television causes stroke? No. Does that mean not getting your flu shot is protective against getting a stroke? Absolutely not.
Well, the associations are cool if it's pro-vax, but all these people dying suddenly, correlation doesn't mean causation. Just because you got a shot three days before you passed away doesn't mean theirs are related at all. So,
and how dare you ask the question?
How dare you ask the question?
How dare you?
So I wanted to get into, you talked about you guys were treating COVID, and I think one of the things that really scared people, even logical people that were just, you know, asking questions and they kind of weren't on board with the shots, but when people are pregnant, they're scared, and they were told that pregnant women are immunocompromised, and if you get COVID, like, you could lose your baby, and it's terrible outcomes. And, you know, in my ICU, I put a lady who was 35 weeks pregnant on ECMO. And I'm not advocating for the shot, but I just want to say there were some people that got really sick. So what would you say to that, and how would you, you know, alleviate those concerns?
Well, okay, let's start at the very beginning, okay? And it goes back to something that I said at the very beginning of the show, which is that if you're pregnant, being vitamin deficient is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So how many OBs check vitamin D levels on their patients? I mean, probably not very many, right?
Mm-hmm.
We check vitamin D on every single patient.
Yep, we do too.
So our patients who come in who are pregnant, we're looking at their vitamin D. We're looking at their B12. We're looking at their magnesium. We're looking at their iron. So our pregnant patients are optimized with their basic normal health care. Okay, so that's point number one. How many, I know you know the data of the number of people who are in the ICU who are vitamin D deficient, right? Much more likely to be in the hospital, in an ICU, on a ventilator, if your vitamin D is low, right?
Most people didn't even check it. And these doctors, again, the opposing docs in the spaces are like, we have no randomized controlled trials that show replacing our synthetic vitamin D helps. I'm like, there's actually a mountain of data. Like, do a search. There's like 10,000 articles that come up that tell you that. And they're like, you just need to get out in the sunshine. It blows my mind how misinformed people are.
Right. And even bolus. I mean, if you look in the literature, people are doing boluses of 100,000 IUs of vitamin D in clinical studies.
Yep.
Okay. So when someone says what you said, that person is ignorant. They
yes.
don't know what they're talking about. They haven't looked at it. And I love it when, I don't know about you, but I love it when people say, well, that's not scientifically, you know, based. And I say, do you know, have you looked at the literature on this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people say the literature is massive. There's no one person that knows all the literature.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know what you're talking about, if you haven't looked into this issue, then you're missing a huge body of information that supports the use of vitamin D for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't focus on vitamin levels because we can only focus on our pharma-driven solutions. So you know that. So first and foremost, all of our patients were optimized with their vitamin status.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, as soon as our patients were sick, they were instructed to call us immediately. And if you had signs of COVID or you tested positive for COVID, we immediately treated you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we primarily used hydroxychloroquine because it has a very large safety data in pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
So it is safe in pregnant women. It is safe in lactating women. It is safe in children. It's been used for years, you know. Mm-hmm. No, I would not use it in someone who has a known arrhythmia or something like that. You know, if someone had AFib or something like that, I'm not going to use hydroxychloroquine.
Same.
That's what we do as physicians. We pick drugs that make sense with our understanding of what the patient's individual risk factors are. And of course, at the beginning of COVID, it was more hydroxychloroquine as ivermectin kind of came into play. And that was more in sort of January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't use a lot of ivermectin in pregnant patients, not because I really thought it would be harmful, but just because we didn't really have a lot of data in pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
So I just preferred to use hydroxychloroquine. We would use steroids. We would use antibiotics. We would use inhalers. We would use nebulizers. It was a very multifaceted approach,
mm-hmm.
just like I'm sure you do. You know, every patient is different.
Mm-hmm.
So the cocktail that you use for each individual patient is individualized.
Yeah.
That's good medicine, right? That is smart medicine.
Yeah.
So we were just doing that for pregnant women. And I only had, so I should have gone back and counted my absolute numbers, but I would say it was probably somewhere around 40 to 50 pregnant women that got treated for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one patient who went to the hospital and had a premature delivery. And she was, I think, 29 weeks pregnant. She ended up delivering early. Her baby was in the NICU, but her baby was fine, and she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
She never ended up on a ventilator. But she also had some risk factors. So she was a member of our free prenatal clinic. So she had some social risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the nutrition wasn't great, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only pregnant woman who had any kind of serious complication
mm-hmm.
from COVID who we were actively treating. We would also put pregnant women on monoclonal antibodies if they were available, you know, how it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are they available? Can we get them? So we would do that as well. So really I only had one patient, so I didn't lose any pregnant women, no moms, no babies. And so I just, as you said before, early treatment is key. If
mm-hmm.
you get treatment on board early, then they don't advance to the inflammatory phase
mm-hmm.
and they don't end up critically ill for the most part, unless they do have underlying comorbidities.
Yeah, exactly. So the fear mongering was just to push shots, just like everything else. And in a special population where, you know, concerns are especially high, it was just poignant. When we get back, we'll talk more with Dr. Poppy about fertility guidelines, and I'll let you know how my ECMO pregnant lady did. So stay tuned. We'll be back, and we're going to get to all your questions that are building up in the chat after a quick break.
Concrete is family owned and been in business for 16 years and counting. It has replaced thousands of driveways and patios. And they're proud of all the great reviews from satisfied customers they're getting. And proud of their amazing hardworking crew as well. Shamrock Concrete, your driveway and patio replacement specialists. They can replace a 3-car driveway in 2 days.
This is Tracy Ellis, and Shamrock Concrete did a fabulous job on our own home.
Shamrock Concrete. Call 636-448-7277. ShamrockConcreteLLC.com.
Is 2023 the year you take back your health? If it's time for you to be more proactive, the James Clinic may be right for you. We have set check-ins with our patients and advanced testing so you can detect any issues very early on and initiate a plan that doesn't necessarily include prescriptions so you can reverse them. Give us a call at 636-751-9440 so you can start on your intentional health journey today.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what is it that holds you back and has continued to hold you back for some time? This is Brian from the Patriot Enclave. I just wanted to let you know that I do limited schedule breakthrough coaching with select clients, and I believe you might be a great candidate for what we might be able to do together. Reach out to me at my Real Talk email address, Brian@realtalk933.com. Remember, Brian is spelled with an I, B-R-I-A-N, Brian@realtalk933.com.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702. The Real Talk Radio Network app. Tap it. Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app!
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Work.
Available on Google or Apple. Click on the Eagle logo.
You guys are top notch.
You know you want to tap that app.
When I'm listening to the radio, you are the station that I have on.
I really enjoy Dr. Nefuti.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I love it.
Dr. Molly James, this is Truth in Medicine here on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I am here every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 11. My friend Dr. Eric Naputi has the controls on Monday and Wednesday from 9 to 11, so we've got you covered every day of the week. In the mornings, bringing to you real, breaking down the myths in medicine and bringing it to you straight. Today we have Dr. Poppy on with us, and she was reading statements from the leading OBGYN and fertility organizations that we're pushing the shots despite not having any evidence and assuring people that it didn't affect their fertility. Dr. Poppy, is that what you've been seeing in clinical practice?
Yeah, so I am actually collecting this data. I don't know if other OBGYNs are doing this or not, but on all of my fertility patients, probably for the last 6 months to a year, I've actually just been asking them, have you had COVID or the COVID vaccine? Mm-hmm. And then I asked that for both the woman and the man, and I'm collecting that data, and I'm hoping that I can publish that data and just show, you know, I don't know what it's going to show because I haven't collated it yet, so I don't know if it's going to show a difference at this point. I know that anecdotally I do have patients that are having issues. So mm-hmm. I have a couple who were very healthy dentists, and now one of them has to have an implanted defibrillator because of arrhythmias, and they're trying to conceive a baby. I have a patient who was a nurse who was forced into getting vaccinated to continue her employment, and she has had nothing but miscarriages since that happened. She didn't have any children before the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I have had patients that have had stillbirths where we could find no other explanation. Clotting workup negative, no other obvious problems, previous healthy deliveries, stillbirths. So, you know, it is a huge problem, and getting the data out there, I think that's the biggest challenge, Molly, with our journals being captured by pharma pretty much, mm-hmm. and the review boards being populated by people that are getting, that have financial disclosures with yeah. pharma, you can't get this stuff published.
Yeah.
And so I think people are basically resorting to Substack, to Twitter, to mm-hmm. Telegram. I mean, this is how we're talking about these things, because our mainstream system is just completely shut down.
Yeah.
Not completely shut down. I would say we're starting to see some cracks in the facade a little bit, especially with the CDC coming out and saying, hey, strokes are a problem after the vaccine. That was huge. I mean, for them to even
that was for an hour. That was for an hour, and then they looked at it and said, never mind, we're good. We looked at it. It's a green light. It was a false alarm.
I didn't know that. Did they withdraw it?
I believe they did. Yes, I believe they did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I just want to interject here, because doctors like Dr. Poppy and myself, we will ask if you got the shot. That is, and people get really weird about it, right? And they, like, apologize, and they, like, you'll lose eye contact with them. It is not a judgment thing. It is just, as we're evaluating your medical issues, we have to know so that we can get you down the right road. So we will be asking not of every patient, but we just, it's just clinical information that we need to make sure you're on the right track with things.
Absolutely. You know, I say this to my patients. I will continue to take care of you regardless. I mean, mm-hmm. during the height of COVID, there were even some people on quote unquote our side that were saying, I'm refusing to see vaccinated patients.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just as appalled at that
yeah.
as I was of people saying, I won't see you unless you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt like that was really, I mean, I think there are some legitimate concerns about shedding,
yeah.
especially within the first month after vaccination. I have lots of women who have had period problems.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a patient who's pregnant now who said, I could always tell when my boss got his booster, because every time he did, my period would go crazy. And I would go to him and I would say, did you just get a booster? And he would say, yes. And,
oh my goodness.
And she would say, yeah, because my period just went crazy.
In all fairness, I only know of one doctor who said that. It was Mary Tally Bowden. And I think she I've talked to her about it. She had hit her limit. There were like three or four things that piled up. And I think it was just a shocking statement, because people were so shocked mm-hmm. with that. I don't think she ever like really didn't take care of people who got the shot. But she was just so infuriated because her patients were being turned away at their doctors for not having it. But maybe you know of others, but that's the only one I'm aware of.
Yeah, I mean, I saw several different tweets about it, mm-hmm. and they were more from, you know, I don't know, naturopaths or things like that, which is fine. I support naturopathy. I just, you know, I think that it's a balancing act on both sides. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that just like any other movement,
mm-hmm.
you do have people, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was sort of like rolling my eyes about the whole snake venom thing. And I was just like, I just can't with that. I don't know. I haven't, yeah. I have to admit, I haven't like taken a hugely deep dive into that. But when that was kind of blowing up, I was just like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. I mean, I could get into that. That'd take a whole 2 hours.
It probably would.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I know everything about everything, right? I pretty much stick to my lane. I look mostly at fertility stuff
mm-hmm.
and pregnancy and hormones and everything. So, but I mean, in terms of, so what do we do, right? Mm-hmm. What is the recommendation for people that are having problems with their fertility, whether they got vaccinated or not?
And we only have 2 minutes left in this segment, so okay. Let's hold that for the next segment. But I do want to pop in here because I gave the teaser about my ECMO patient, right? So this was out of New York.
Yeah.
She was 35 weeks pregnant. I think they had another child already, and they did come to our hospital. I couldn't move her because she was so hypoxemic on the vent, and I couldn't prone her because she was fully gravid uterus, right? So you can, but we didn't have the equipment to do that. So they came and cannulated her at our hospital and took her to their hospital on ECMO. Her husband then was suicidal because of the stress he was under. So he got put under supervision. So there were just a lot of complexities to the case. I did get feedback because one of her family members worked in our ICU. She did deliver a healthy baby. I think they did a C-section 5 days later. So I think she got almost to like 36 weeks. Baby was fine. Mom came off of ECMO not long after. So it was a good ending, even though she was profoundly sick and, you know, things were looking pretty dire at certain points in that. So,
that's wonderful.
I think to reiterate the fact that pregnant women can be treated and have nothing to fear. And also, I don't know about you, but I think that the immunosuppression of pregnancy is actually helpful with cytokine storm. And they didn't we didn't see them go into that quite as bad as non-pregnant people. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I wasn't caring for hospital patients, so it's a little hard for me to know sort of the characteristics of the ones that had more problems than others, but it's just like anything else, Molly.
Yeah.
If you have asthma, if you're compromised in some way medically, you're going to be more susceptible to these serious side effects from COVID and any other respiratory infection.
When we get back, we're going to hear about Dr. Poppy's fertility recommendations. So what you've been waiting for, and we're going to get into your questions. So stay tuned. We'll be back on Real Talk 93.3 after a quick break.
I'm Sean, the owner of Gateway Retro Foam Insulation. We install a high-performance foam insulation into the walls of existing homes without removing drywall. This reduces utility costs between 20% and 40%, brings noise levels down by about 50%, is odorless, non-expanding, and has a lifetime warranty. We also offer a spray foam service for pole barns and new home construction. You can find us at GatewayRetroFoam.com, on Facebook, or call us at 314-526-3626.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Naputi. Are you suffering from pain, anxiety, depression, insomnia, digestive problems, and you're tired of your doctor not helping you find the cause of your problem? You're tired of just taking pills, potions, and lotions with no true underlining end in sight of your problem? Give us a call today at 314-544-5600 at the Naputi Wellness Center, or visit us today at NaputiWellness.com. That's N-E-P-U-T-E Wellness.com.
Are you looking for a recreational haven only minutes to Highway 44 and the Merrimack River? Here it is. This ranch home is approximately on 20 acres with a pond, 3 beds, 2 baths, a large detached garage with 2 overhead doors, a workshop area, along with the small barn. Only $399.9. It's 2460 Davis Valley Road in Leesburg.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're gonna be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals.
Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTB at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
You are in the right place this morning. We have Dr. Poppy Daniels here. You know, there's a lot of people out there who got the shots for one reason or another and may be concerned about their fertility. So do you have a solution for them being able to be evaluated for that? What would you recommend to them?
Well, I have a very systematic approach to fertility, and it is regardless of if you have had the COVID vaccine or not. So we do a very broad-based functional medicine approach to blood work. So we do a full vitamin panel, as I mentioned before. We do detailed thyroid testing, like my thyroid panel has six different tests on it. We do autoimmune, inflammatory, metabolic blood work. On the men, we look at testosterone, we look at thyroid, we look at vitamin D, we look at zinc, things that we know that can affect sperm production and quality. I also test for the MTHFR gene mutation because that affects sperm production and quality, egg production, and of course, for those that have more of the concerning MTHFR mutations, it can be associated with miscarriage and clotting. We also do full clotting workups on patients with recurrent pregnancy loss or second trimester miscarriages, placental abruptions, preeclampsia. We can, you know, my history is so important. I don't know about you, Molly, but I think that's also a lost art in medicine, mm-hmm. is taking a really good history. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have pre-populated forms for my patients to fill out. I take the history. I do the review systems because that's how my brain works to formulate the plan. Mm-hmm. And so I also do saliva hormone testing on all of my fertility patients, the females. And that is a kit that they take home and they do on a certain cycle day. And that looks at their female hormones, their male hormones, their adrenal hormones. Often we do ultrasound. Often we are doing tests to evaluate the patency of their tubes. We evaluate them for endometriosis. Actually, and I work with two fertility surgeons in St. Louis very closely, mm-hmm. Dr. Puthoff and Dr. Young at Veritas Fertility in St. Louis. They do 90% of my fertility surgery for my patients because they are the absolute best. I would not want my patients to go to anybody but the best, and they're the best. So you guys are very blessed in St. Louis to have them. They do extensive endometriosis surgery. They do tubal surgery, which most OBs do not do anymore. Mm. And they're a great alternative if people feel like the only option for them is IVF. I would say don't do IVF unless you have had a laparoscopy to rule out, you know, a structural problem like endometriosis. Mm-hmm. Of course, we look at semen analysis, and we do a lot of medicated cycles where we use fertility medications to improve ovulation. And we just have a very holistic approach to fertility, and that's what a lot of people are looking for. When you and I were in training, Molly, I think I'm a little bit older than you, I think, but When I was in training, we did extensive training in fertility. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, everyone is pretty much like, oh, just go do IVF, you know, and they don't even bother to do basic workups on people. And there's a lot of problems that we can fix.
How much does that cost a patient if they bypass a good medical workup and just go to IVF, right? And the IVF's not going to work as well if you don't deal with those underlying issues, right?
$10,000 to $15,000 per cycle.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's per cycle. That's one cycle. And I always tell people, you know, you can do IVF and not get pregnant. You can do IVF and miscarry.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole embryo issue. Like you said, we could have a 2-hour discussion about embryo ethics. Mm-hmm. So we could always do that later on down the road if you want.
Yeah, I have a feeling you'll be coming back. So.
Okay. Well, I'd love to. I mean, this has been really fun. I really appreciate the opportunity. I mean, you and I could talk forever just because I think we have so many things that we've gone through.
Yeah.
That has really changed the face of medicine in every aspect of it. But mm-hmm. I would tell people, if you go to my website, drpoppy.com, I have an ebook, a fertility ebook that is basic fertility guidelines that gives you kind of the rundown of what we do in our office. And for the rest of January, this is discounted from $100 to $50.
Wow.
And so if you want to get it on that sale before the end of January, you might want to, like, if you're just looking for a place to start, for a lot of people, they just don't know where to start. They mm-hmm. don't know how to begin, or they're not getting very good guidance from their physician, so they don't know, like, what is my next move here? Mm-hmm. Have I even done the full workup? What do I need to ask for? I have a list of the lab tests that we do on our patients, so you can actually take that in and say, hey, can I have this done? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the doctors will be open to it. Sometimes they won't.
I think a lot of times they won't because they don't know how to interpret the labs when they get them back.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that can be an issue.
Yeah.
We do virtual appointments in Missouri and Pennsylvania. I have a medical license in Pennsylvania, so I can do virtual appointments there. Mm-hmm. And some people, I mean, we have actually people from all over the country that come to see us in person just mm-hmm. because they can't get local help.
I'm sure
they
would.
This is a very big problem.
Yeah.
My women's health nurse practitioner does all of the fertility work that I do, so she also is a very excellent fertility resource. Her name is Amy Alvier. She and I also do something very unusual, which is called progesterone support in pregnancy.
Yeah.
So this is basically where our pregnant patients are very closely monitored for their progesterone levels, and then we make adjustments on their medications based on where their levels should optimally be mm-hmm. for each gestational week of pregnancy. This is not something that routine mainstream OBGYNs do. Mm-hmm. In fact, most of them will say, oh, you don't need progesterone after the first trimester because your placenta should be producing it and shouldn't mm-hmm. be a problem.
Yeah.
And we always say, well, sometimes your placenta isn't doing that great of a job of producing progesterone either, and so we don't want to guess, we test. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot of remote monitoring for people who do not live in the area. In fact, I was just on the phone this week with a patient in St. Louis who we helped to get pregnant, who'd been trying for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really take it seriously. We love it. We love doing fertility work. This is a very emotionally difficult battle to deal with fertility. Mm-hmm. It's 1 in 8 to 9 couples now that are dealing with fertility problems. And it's really emotionally difficult. It's expensive. You know, everyone around you getting pregnant, Facebook announcements, baby showers, you know, it's really hard. It is really hard to go through, and I have dealt with it in my own family. Mm-hmm. So I know that the pain of fertility is very, very severe. And then there's women who have miscarriages who aren't getting any help, aren't getting any explanation. Why is this happening? What's wrong? Is there anything I can do? And then, you know, we have a very cruel statement in our field that says we are not going to do any further testing on you beyond the basics unless you've had 3 or more miscarriages. Mm-hmm. And this is just a terrible thing to tell a woman. Like, I'm so sorry you just lost your baby, but we don't really care until you do it repeatedly, you know?
Yeah.
How cruel is that? I mean, it's
pretty
just
heartless.
A terrible situation.
Yeah. It doesn't take into account at all the patient and the emotional toll and you know, where they're at in their own life, and it doesn't really count what the patient wants.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sure you see this too, Molly, where you will have patients come in and say, I asked my doctor if they would do this blood work, and they said no.
All the time.
And, yeah.
All the time.
And I'm sure you're like me, which says, if you want blood work, I'm happy to do blood work for you.
Yep.
Like, that is no problem. That is no barrier here.
Almost never do I say no, only if somebody asks for a test that is completely out of lane, harmful, and there's a really good reason not to do it. I'm pretty much like, if you want to know, we'll figure out how to figure that out for you. So
yeah,
I have a lot of questions.
Like
go ahead.
Yeah, shoot.
We have a lot of questions coming in the chat, but I just want to one more time, drpoppy.com. If you know somebody who's in the fertility space that needs a guide, go get that book for $50. That is a huge bargain, because if you go to one of these clinics, you're looking at $500 to $1,000 out of pocket just your first visit by the time you do the testing and the appointment. So
I have a question real quick.
Oh, yeah. Dan has a question.
Hey, you guys were just talking about blood tests. And is it extra, and I know you guys don't deal with insurance anymore, but is it extra if you have insurance to ask to do a vitamin D test?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But that explains the last time I had blood work done. Yeah. I didn't have a vitamin D, and I specifically asked my doctor for this time coming up here to do a vitamin D test on me.
So when you're dealing with insurance, you have to have a diagnosis to support every test. So for postmenopausal women, that'll cover vitamin D. We have to code it as hypovitaminosis D, low level in the past, and that should get it paid for. But if insurance doesn't pay for it, I think, and Dr. Poppy, correct me if I'm wrong, I think most of my places charge $350 for it. If you go through my cash lab, it's about $50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the other thing I was going to mention, is we actually do, like, if patients have insurance and they want to use their insurance for their blood testing or their pap smears or whatever, we will allow them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But many, many times our self-pay prices are better than what they would get through insurance. So we offer them the choice. So, you know, if it's going to be covered by your insurance, we will bill it to insurance. But if your insurance is going to charge you $350 for a vitamin D test, you might want our self-pay price. It's
Correct. And that's what, you know, it gets frustrating to me, these people that are just hanging on to their insurance, you know, like a death grip. It's like, let go. And what the alternative is could be so much better. You know, you just have to, and it will be transparent. It won't be like, hey, I'm going to go into a doctor and not know if I'm getting a bill for $10, $100, or $1,000. It'll be transparent.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
One of the first questions, and I think you already answered it, do you do virtual visits for the hormone topic?
Yeah, although I'm pretty much focused on fertility. So my other nurse practitioners and PA, they do a lot of the, like, menopausal women or non-reproductive age women who need hormone help.
Mm-hmm.
So they can help out with that too.
Okay. Very good. There's a lot of other questions.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking, all of the things that make men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Bridie on Radio, free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on Bridian.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint muscle pain? At the HOTSE Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. HOTSE saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. HOTSE's book. Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Brighteon Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Brighteon Radio.
Linking safely to the market without putting your principal at risk. By linking to the market instead of owning the market, you can participate safely on autopilot and lock in your gains without creating a taxable event. Go online at retirementkey.com for a no-obligation retirement review. Learn the strategies that have helped our clients retire with confidence for the past 36 years. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. So go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Shamrock Concrete is family-owned and been in business for 16 years and counting and has replaced thousands of driveways and patios. And they're proud of all the great reviews from satisfied customers they're getting and proud of their amazing, hardworking crew as well. Shamrock Concrete, your driveway and patio replacement specialists. They can replace a three-car driveway in 2 days.
This is Tracy Ellis, and Shamrock Concrete did a fabulous job on our own home.
Shamrock Concrete. Call 636-448-7277. Shamrock ConcreteLLC.com.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at RealTalkRadioNetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at RealTalkRadioNetwork.com. That's RealTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Real Talk Radio Network.
Good conservative station is not beating around the bush. That's what I'm hearing.
The voice of freedom.
Closing out our show with this last segment here. You're listening to Dr. Molly James, Truth in Medicine. I have Dr. Poppy here. Does Dr. Poppy have principal info on PCOS and hormones? I have a friend who has this and wants to get pregnant but cannot.
So, yes, I would say that we see probably 10 to 15 PCOS patients a week. When I was in Philadelphia, I actually trained at the Institute for PCOS. And it was very cutting edge at that time. And so, yes, we are very comfortable treating PCOS. Again, we treat it from a very holistic standpoint. So we use lots of supplements. We talk a lot about diet. Balancing your hormones is huge for PCOS patients. And we like to actually try to work on getting the hormones more regular before we use fertility drugs. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that we do for PCOS patients that are very effective, and we do have good results with them.
So the next question is, can you get rid of PCOS?
That's a hard one because I actually do think that there are some genetic factors that play into that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have so many endocrine disruptors in our environment that those patients often do really struggle, even if they're eating well, even if they're taking supplements. You can certainly get it to be managed very well with help.
Okay. The next question is, do you believe the spike protein can be transferred in bodily fluids? I think they're alluding to during intercourse.
Yeah, I mean, I do think so, especially like within that first month after vaccination. There was just something that came out, a study that came out. I don't know if you saw that, Molly, about the number of copies of spike protein
Mm-mm.
that were manufactured from mRNA vaccines, and it was, you know, basically billions.
Yeah.
Trillions of spike protein being produced.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and with the sort of evidence that we have that the vaccine goes all over the body, and one of the concerns, of course, is that the organs that it goes into are the gonads, the testes and the ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are your reproductive organs. I don't know why they thought that might not be a problem, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do have concerns about that sort of quote unquote shedding phenomenon, especially in the month after a vaccination or a booster.
Yeah, and we know it doesn't have to be in bodily fluids. As she was talking about the person who was working with their boss, it sheds through the skin, sweat, breathing. We believe it does all those. And Dr. McCullough, you know, he's retweeted and shared a lot of data on that. So,
yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking for other questions. How does Dr. Poppy spell her name?
P-O-P-P-Y.
Easy peasy.
My parents were hippies.
Yeah.
I'm a flower child. A flower child.
Literally, right? Yeah. So if you go to Twitter or Instagram, I've shared her link. You can follow her there. So I would highly recommend you to do so. Is it ever okay to take a daily aspirin when pregnant?
Yeah, I use a lot of aspirin in pregnancy, and that's actually one of the concerns that I have with the vaccination in pregnancy is mm-hmm. because we know about the increased clotting risk from the spike protein, and when you're pregnant, you're making more clotting factors than when you're not pregnant, and then on top of that, we have a lot of patients who do have an increased risk factor for clotting, such mm-hmm. as the more severe homozygous MTHFR mutations, factor V Leiden, prothrombin, antiphospholipid syndrome, they are especially at risk for that. So I use a lot of aspirin in pregnancy. Even mainstream OBGYN is onto the aspirin tip as far as the prevention of preeclampsia. Although they, for some reason, don't want to use it in the first trimester, there's no evidence that it causes birth defects, so we use it extensively
mm-hmm.
Throughout pregnancy. But yes, aspirin, I feel like was one of our tools that we should be using. So when my pregnant patients get COVID, I put them on 325 aspirin. You make sure you take it with food so it doesn't irritate your stomach lining. Or obviously, if you have an allergy to aspirin, you can't take that. But I use aspirin a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They said, I don't see the telegram. Dr. Poppy is who I see and not with the underscore.
Yeah. So you have to type in DR underscore POPPY. I don't know. I for some reason, it is hard to find me on telegram. So I think you just have to kind of keep looking for it.
Yeah. Do you have links to that in your Twitter or anything?
Yeah, I can put that in a tweet, and then you guys can just follow.
You can just click it. Yeah, maybe you should do that. I've been paying cash at my independent doctor, and much less than if I use insurance. Yeah, I mean, we've got to get rid of the mental tie to our insurance, and I know it's expensive, or it can be expensive. You got to hike your deductible up, and you've got to realize that to pay for quality, you're going to pay out of pocket. It's because once you're paying for this insurance, then they tell you what services they're going to cover, and it's not always what you want covered, right? And you're going to have to pay the first X thousands of dollars out of pocket anyway. So, you know, you need to get savvy on that. You need to have a catastrophic plan, but you need to find doctors who are independent, whose only obligation is to you, like Dr. Poppy. You know, she's directly responsible for giving you the best medical advice you need regardless. So,
yeah, and the cost-sharing organizations have been really good too. I mean, some people who have switched from traditional insurance to the Christian cost-sharing organizations, although we actually have a cost-sharing option for my employees in my office that is not religious,
mm-hmm.
But it's based on the same model, and the prices are so much better with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can still use kind of regular docs, primary care, whatever specialty, like we're doing, the model that we're doing, but it covers you for like hospital charges and things like that.
And I always kind of go back and revisit that if you're paying $200 for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that 5 or 10 minutes isn't the quality 5 or 10 minutes. It's the last 10 minutes that's the most important, because that's where we've listened to you and we're getting into like what can we actually, what are our recommendations for you. So it's always the last 10 minutes of the visit that, you know, you have the value increase.